we have a machlokis whether hagrola is ma'akiv or not. Everybody holds that hanochas hagrolos on the seirim is not ma'akiv, but the etzim hagrola is a machlokis from Nechemi and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara has two lashonos where that machlokis is. Is a machlokis according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Nechemya, who says that according to Rabbi Nechemya, who says that everything that's done in Big Day Lovin Bachutz is not ma'akev. He says it is ma'akev. Right, that everything done in Big Day Lovin, even Bachutz, is ma'akev. So there, everybody holds that it's ma'akev. That's one lashon. And the machlokus is in Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that that what's done the Big Day Lovin Bachutz is not ma'akev. Here, though, maybe it is ma'akev. That's the second lashon, because Shino Lava Kosov, the Torah said it twice. So Hagrol is ma'akev, even though normally things done outside in Big Day Lovin are not ma'akev, and this is done outside. Here it is ma'akev. The first lashon was machlokus is in Rav Nechemya. Maybe Rav Nechemya holds only avodas ma'akev, but this is not an avoda. But according to Rav Yehuda, everybody holds not ma'akev. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Meisli mitzvah lahagro v'im lo higril kosher. The Braisa says a mitzvah to make hagrola, and if you didn't, it's kosher. So it's not ma'akiv. So Mordechai says, Bishlam alahach lishna da amras alivad Rabbi Yehuda kuli amalo pligig lo ma'akva hamani Rabbi Yehuda. So who is this Braisa? According to the Lashon that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees that it's not ma'akiv, so this Braisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Ella Lahach Lishna, according to the Lashon, it says the Amrish Plige that Rabbiana and Rabbi Yochanan argue in Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Nechemya, everybody holds it's Ma'akiv. So this Braisa can't be Rabbi Nechemya. And it can't even be Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because what's it called? Even Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Ma'akiv. So who's this Braisa? Okay. Truth is, as Mar says, Ella lahach lishna da amrish pligei bishlam leman di amr lo ma'akva ha'mani Rabbi Yehuda. Ella leman di amr mi'akva, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's ma'akev, right, ha'mani. So who is this Braisa? According to them, everybody agrees, both Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, that it's ma'akev. So who is this Braisa that's not ma'akev? Where it says Tani mitzvah lahaniach, you should read the Braisa not mitzvah lahagril, but mitzvah lahaniach. And everybody holds the hanocha is not ma'akev. Rashi, ela lahach lishna de amras aliva de Rabbi Yehuda plige. Va'om Rabbi Yanai ma'akva, and Rabbi Yanai holds it's ma'akev. V'chosh kein Rabbi Nechemya, and according to Rabbi Nechemya, everybody holds it's ma'akev. Ha'mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Nechemya. So according to Rabbi Yanai, this can't be Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nechemya, not Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yanai, this can't be Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yochanan. Where it says Tani mitzvah laniach, v'im lo hi niach kosher. U'bahok kulei almamot. Everybody agrees that hanocha is not ma'akev. V'im nesina lo tana bakra, because by nesina it doesn't say twice. It's asher ola twice. El echadazim lo dechsi v'nosan aron. Aval by aliyah tani bakra dechsi v'hikri varis ayir asher ola alav uksi v'asir asher ola. Twice it says asher ola. Toshma. Mitzvah lahagril ule hisvados. Lo higril velo hisvada kosher. You have another braisa that says it's a mitzvah to make the hagrola and to be misvada on the seir. Seir mishtaleach. If you didn't make the hagrola and you weren't misvada, kosher. The evidence kosher. The chite mahachanami lohaniyah. And if you'll say over here also, bimagia lohaniyah. Mitzvah lohaniyah. Not lahagril. We're not talking about hagrola. Right, Memele, it won't be Akasha that according to the Lashon that says that they argue in Rabbi Yehuda, but in Rabbi Nechemya everybody agrees. So it comes out that what's it called, that Rabbi Yanai holds that no one holds that it's what's it called kosher. So who's this Braisa? So you'll tell me that the Braisa also means Lahaniach, Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa, you can't say it means Lahaniach. Reb Shimon Omer lo higril kosher lo hisvad apostle. Look at the Sefer. The Sefer says, Reb Shimon says that if you weren't magril it's kosher, but if you weren't misvad it's possible. So my lo higril, what does that mean now in the Sefer? That you weren't magril. Ilema lo hiniach, right? If lo higril means that you didn't put it down, right? But hagrol itself is ma'akev. Michlal de Reb Shimon sover hagrol ma'akva. If they're only arguing in Hanocha, right, and that's where Reb Shimon said that lo higril is kosher, that means that lo hagrala Reb Shimon agrees is possible, can be. But Tanya, Reb Shimon says meis ech, the Tanya of a brisa meis echad mehem maybe chaveru shelo b'hagrala div Reb Shimon, that if one of the seirim dies, so you bring the other one without hagrala. In other words, if the one shel shame died, you bring another one and designate it Lashem without Hagrola. And if the one of Sir Lazozel dies before you have a chance to Mekayim the mitzvah, so you bring another Sir Lazozel without Hagrola. You designate it without Hagrola. That's what Reb Shimon says. So the Chor Reb Shimon Beferish holds that Shalom Hagrola is okay. Now the Tosus points out that the Chor of the Gemara could have said that it was Reb Shimon before, right? But Lamaisa, for the reasons why the Gemara didn't want to say that the Braisa before was Reb Shimon. Now we have a Tana who says Beferish that Hagrola is not Makif. Whatever you learn between Reb Yana and Reb Yochanan in the Machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya, there's a third cheater, Reb Shimon, who holds that Hagrola for sure is not Makif. But Lamaisa, for reasons why the Gemara didn't want to say that the Braisa goes like Reb Shimon. In any case, but now we have Reb Shimon who says Beferish Hagrola is not Makif. Where it says Reb Shimon lo yoda my kamri rabbanan. No, Reb Shimon is what's it called? Is saying the following. You can say that the rabbanan held lo hiniach, not lo higril. And even though Reb Shimon answered them, lo higril is kosher, and he holds taka that without hagrola is kosher. Not just hanocha is not ma'akev. Hagrola is not ma'akev either. But the rabbanan taka hold hagrola is ma'akev, and just hanocha is not. I said, why is Reb Shimon saying lo higril is not ma'akev, and he means higril, not hiniyah? Because Reb Shimon didn't know what the Rabbanim said. V'hochi komar lo, and he said the following, I hagrola, hagrola mamish, if you mean hagrola mamish, that what's it called, that lo higril, mitzvah hagril, ulesvados, lo higril, ulesvados, kosher, right, if you mean hagrola mamish, palgino alaychu bechada, I only argue on you with one thing, the vidui. You say vidui is not ma'akev, I say it is. You even agree to me that hagrola is not ma'akev, I'm masking with that. I hagrola dekam risu, hainu hanocha, but however, if what you mean is hanocha, when you said hagrola, you didn't mean the lifting of the hagrolos, but putting it down on the seir, but you hold that hagrola itself is ma'akev, then I argue, palgino lechvatari, I argue two things. I disagree that the hagrola is ma'akev, I also disagree that the vidui is ma'akev. So you can still learn that the Reisha, the Rabbanan, means Hanocha. Even though Reb Shimon argued on them by Hagrola, it's because he didn't know which one they were talking about. But in Achinami, the Rabbanan really were talking about Hanocha, not Hagrola, and the Rabbanan hold that Hagrola is not Ma'akif.
At what point was the Svan?
What?
At what point was the Vidui?
The Vidui was after they designated both Seirim, and then they shechted the par, then they came back. We'll see Rashi to say what the order of all the avodas were in a few seconds. Okay, Rashi. V'lisvados al Seirim ishtoleach, to see v'lisvado lot. Ilei malohi niach ba'hu dekom Reb Shimon kosher. If you'll say that what we're talking now, this whole Braisa, this is the safe of the Braisa. The Reish is talking about Hanocha, not Hagrola. And Hanocha is not Ma'akev, but Hagrola is, right? Avlaliyosom, he told Kalfi Yisrael Reb Shimon de Ma'akva. That's not true. Right? Reb Shimon, when he argues on Hagrola, means Hagrola. He holds even Hagrola is not Ma'akev, not just Hanocha. And if he's talking about Hagrola, then the Reish, the Rabban are also talking about Hagrola. So how can you say it's talking about Hanocha? And it comes out that there's a, what's it called, a Mandi Omru holds Hagrola is not Ma'akev. Right? So who is it? According to Rabbi Yanai, according to the first Lashon, there is no Mandi Omru holds Hagrola is not Ma'akev. So you can't say it's talking about Hanacha, because Rav Shimon argues in the Seifa, and he says it's talking about Hagrola, not Hanacha. So the Reish is also talking about Hagrola, not Hanacha. Vatanya Mesech, but Mehem La'achar Hagrola. After you made the Hagrola, and you designated one Lashem and one Lazazel, one of them died. The Efshir Old La'Hagrola. You can't make Hagrola again. Elim Ken Yovishnaim Akeru. You have to bring two to make Hagrola, because one's been already designated for one of them. So you're going to have to bring the other one and designate it for the other thing. Right? Automatically, not with a Hagrola. Because if you want to make a Hagrola, you're going to have to bring two new ones. And this one's going to go and die. So you're wasting one carbon for nothing. So maybe Echad Min Ashuk, you bring another Seir, and you designate it without Hagrola for whatever the one is that died. The ain't sarach lahagro. So and he says Rav Shimon clearly in the Seifa is talking about hagrola, not hanocha. That means that lechora the Tanakhama also is talking about hagrola. So we have a kasha now on Rav Yanai, who is the man d'yom who holds hagrola is not ma'akev. Aside from Shimon, in the machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Chemi, nobody holds like that. So he says no, Rav Shimon lo yoda enochinami. The Tanakhama is talking about hanocha. But Rav Shimon wasn't sure if he was talking about Hanocha or Hagrola. And therefore he said, La'olam lo higru the ka'amar Tanakama kosher lo hiniyahu. It's going, what's it called, the Tanakama who says lo higru is kosher, is going on Hanocha, not Hagrola. With the kasher l'cheichi ka'amar Rav Shimon Allah lo higru kosher, so how does Rav Shimon counter, I know I hold lo higru is kosher. Right? This is what is he talking about, Hagrola or Hanocha? He can't say he's talking about Hanocha. I hold Hanocha without Hanocha is kosher. That means without Hagrola is not kosher. That's not true. Rav Shimon holds even without Hagrola is kosher b'di'evit. Heichi kamer Rav Shimon Allah lo higru kosher I Hagrola zu haynu Hanocha mashma di lohele pasul Rav Shimon. If Rav Shimon's only talking about Hanocha, it's mashma that Hagrola he holds is pasul. You have to have Hagrola, right? Lo teach, what's it called? It's not true. Because Rav Shimon holds the Feirish that you can bring the second one without Hagrola. Lo teach, she'd lo higril the comer, Rav Shimon lo higril mamish comer. No kasher. Rav Shimon taka meant lo higril mamish, not lo hinya. But lo have a yoda de lo higril the comer, Tanakama, anocho the koi. He didn't know when the Tanakama said lo higril, he meant lo hinya. Enochanami, the Tanakama is talking about lo hinya. Rav Shimon counters with lo higril. Because he didn't know that the Tanakhama was talking about Hanocha and not Hagrola. He wasn't sure. So he said, V'achi kamer Rav Shimon, the Rabbanan, Ilo higril kosher, the kamrisu, hainu ba'aliya, to hu Hagrola mamish. I don't know what you mean when you said lo higril is kosher. Right? If you mean lo higril means mamish the Hagrola itself, not the Hanocha, then I agree with you. In that, I only argue on the vidui. Right. I argue that the vidui is ma'akiv, but hagrola de kamisu haynu hanocha. But if you're telling me that the hagrola is hanocha, that's not ma'akiv. But you hold that hagrola is ma'akiv, then I argue on two things. I argue on the hagrola and the vidui, because I hold both of them are kosher b'di'evit. Aval aliyah liditchu ma'akva. But if you mean Hanocha is not Ma'akev, but Hagrola according to you is Ma'akev, right? Poligno v'tarti, then I argue on two things. Dili didi, because I hold Rav Shimon said Hagrola lo Ma'akev v'klal. V'havidi Ma'akev. Right? The Hagrola is not Ma'akev at all, and the Vidui is Ma'akev. Well, it came the first time in the Tarvayim with Vidui. Now later on the Gemara is going to discuss the reason why Vidui is Ma'akev. Okay. Toshma. So we're still trying to bring a raya to which Lashon is the right Lashon. The Lashon that says there is no Tana except Rav Shimon. And for some reason we don't want to set up these brashas like Rav Shimon, right? But there's no Tana, Rav Yehuda or Rav Nechemya, who hold that Hagrola is not Ma'akev, or the Lashon that says that Rav Yehuda is the one who holds that Hagrola is not Ma'akev. Toshma. Par ma'akev is ha-soyer, the soyer ain't ma'akev is ha-par b'matno shebifnim. Okay, let's see Rashi. Par ma'akev is ha-soyer. Im hikdim achas min ho'avodo shel soyer, ha-mu'charos v'shel par, the asah kodem lepar, if you did the avoda out of order, okay? In 1 second, Rashi is going to tell you what the order is. But if you do it out of order, and you were marked in something that has to do with the sha'ir before an avoda that had to do with the par that's supposed to come before it, right? Hapar shu royli kodim lo ma'akva uposva ve'ena ololo. Hapar shu royli kodim lo ma'akva uposva ve'ena ololo. So if you did something to do with the sha'ir that was supposed to be done after the avoda of the par, and you did it before, it's ma'akev, and the avod is possible. The tzorich lav v'laso solach rapar. Then you have to do the par and do it again. What is the seder avodah sehen? Kachi. What's the seder avodah? Kachi b'parsha. B'tchila misvada lapar v'dirisham. Before you even, designate the se'irin, your misvada on the par. The Kohen Gadol takes his par, and he makes vidui for himself on that par. That's the first thing. The achar kach, what?
Also? He says al beso gam also here?
Right, himself and his family, right. His own personal family. Okay. The achar kach magrul ala sa'ir. Then comes the hagrol on the sa'irin. First is vidui on his par for himself. First vidui on his par. Then comes hagrola of the sa'irin. The achar kach misvad ala par vidui sheni. Then he goes back to the par and is misvada a second time for the Kohanim, the rest of the Kohanim. And then he shechs the par. Okay? That's the third thing he does. Third thing is shechita sapar. Umachnis kafu machte, v'nosinis aktoris ala eish. Then he brings the ktoris lefnai v'lefni. Okay? V'nosin midam hapar ala kaporis. And then he takes from the dam hapar and he brings it also lifnai v'lifni and sprinkles it by the kaporis on the arm. The achar kach shochet es ha'sa'ir. After the dam hapar is sprinkled lifnai v'lifni, he goes back out and he shechts the sa'ir that was lashem. The nosim v'en la kaporis. He brings its blood lifnai v'lifni. Okay. The achar kach nosim midam hapar al parochas. Then he goes back out, brings the dam hapar and sprinkles it on the parochas in the heichal, towards the parochas. The achar kach midam asur, then he takes from the dam asur and sprinkles by the parochas. The achar kach ma'ariv domin, then he mixes the dam asur and the dam hapar, the nosel mizbeach apnim, and he puts it on the golden mizbeach in the heichal, on the four corners of the mizbeach haktoris. That's the seder of the avodos. So now, if he, instead of what's it called? Instead of being, if he did something to do with the sa'ir before the par, okay, so that's possible, and he has to do it again because he did it out of order. Now the Gemara says, what is it? What are we talking about? Bishwama par ma'akiv es ha'sa'ir. The par is ma'akiv the sa'ir. If you were marked in the se'ir before the par, right, then you didn't, the par, what's it called, is nothing. The se'ir is out of order, and you have to do it again. You have to now do what you have to do to the par, and then, what's it called, do again what you did to the se'ir out of order. Rashi. A par. Okay. Ela se'ir ein ma'akev es ha'par. The se'ir is not ma'akev the par. Right? What's it called? My neil. What are we talking about? When is the se'ir not ma'akev the par? Okay. Ilei medi'akdim matnos the par behechol. Mikmei matnos the se'ir bifnim. Right? If you're talking where you did something of the par before the se'ir, and you're talking about the matnos domim, right, you sprinkle the blood of the par in the heichal and the paroches before you made the matnos of seir lifnai v'lifnim. Right, really, what's supposed to come first is first you do the dam hapar lifnai v'lifnim, then you shech the seir, then you bring its blood lifnai v'lifnim, then you bring the dam hapar in the heichal. So instead of bringing the dam ha'seir lifnai v'lifnim, you brought the dam of the par the heichal first. right? That's not ma'akev. Chukah k'sibu. That's where it says chukah. It's ma'akev. So that can't be the case where doing something of the par before the sa'ir is not ma'akev. That is ma'akev. Elalav ta'akdim matnus the par bifnim mikmei hagrava. The only thing left that you could do the par before the sa'ir is the hagrava. Instead of doing the hagrava first and then bringing the dam hapar lifnai v'lifnim, you brought the dam hapar lifnai v'lifnim and then you made the hagrava. Okay? So that's not ma'akev. Seder is not ma'akev. The hagrala of the sa'ir, even though it's supposed to come before the dam hapar v'lifnai v'lifnim, if you did it after, it's kosher. Umidisidr lo ma'akva, ikra hagrala nomi lo ma'akva. And it stands to reason that if the seder is not ma'akev, because if hagrala would be ma'akev, right, and it's considered almost like an avoda, then its seder should be ma'akev too, just like everything else. Elamai, since the hagrala is not ma'akev, the seder is also not ma'akev. So you see that there's a mandiomer, a brisa that holds hagrala is not ma'akev, and for some reason, again, we don't want to say it's Reb Shimon. So who is it? It's not Reb Yehuda and it's not Reb Nechemya, according to the lashon that says that there is no mandiomer who holds hagrala is not ma'akev, according to Reb Yana. Samara says, lo. The actim matnos de par b'mizbeach mikmei matnos de sa'ir b'heichal. There is something else that you could do the par before the sa'ir. What is that? You were makdim the matonos of the par on the mizbeach hapnimi, right, before the matonos of the sa'ir in the heichal. First you're supposed to bring from the sa'ir keneged the paroches, and then the par outside, your, what's it called, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And you didn't do that. You, what's it called, you did it in the opposite order.
That's mixed blood.
What?
That's mixed blood.
That's mixed blood, right. Right, but you did you did this one with the par, right, mixed with the Sa'ir before you brought the blood of the Sa'ir inside. For a Yehuda, and this price, it goes like a Yehuda, to Omar, Dvorim, HaNasim, Ebin, Deilov, and Bachut, Slo Ma'akvei. And the reason it's not ma'akev, because since all of this is done, not lifnai v'lifnim, but outside, meaning in the heichal or in the azara, is not ma'akev. Aymar says, v'hobe matonah shebifnim k'toni. The Maisha the Brisa said, it's not ma'akev by matonah shebifnim, not matonah shebichut. It's, you did something out of order to do with the blood lifnai v'lifnim, not the blood outside on the mizbeach and the heichal. Right? Samar says, Elohomoni Rav Shimon he, the Omer Hagrala lo ma'akva, in a Hanami. This price goes like Rav Shimon. We didn't want to set Zetzalan like Rav Shimon to begin with. We have no other choice. This price goes like Rav Shimon. The Hagrala is not ma'akiv. But in a Hanami, according to the Lashon, that what's it called? That they only argue in Rav Yehuda. And according to Rav Nechemya, everybody holds ma'akiv. And Rav Yana holds, Rav Yehuda holds, it's also ma'akiv. Both Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya hold that it's ma'akev. This brisa can't go like Reb Yehuda or Reb Nechemya. It can only go like Reb Shimon. He boy same alola Reb Yehuda. Noi the besidra lo ma'akva hagrala mi ma'akva. Or it could go like Reb Yehuda, and that supposition that we made, that hamnocha that we said, that since the seder is not ma'akev, mistama the hagrala itself is not ma'akev, because if the hagrala would be ma'akev, the seder would also be ma'akev. It's not true. The Seder is not ma'akev, but the Hagrala is ma'akev. Rashi. Avas ha'seir in a ma'akev sapar, in hikdim avod sapar, v'hu min ha'mu'ucharos, l'shel se'ir, v'asa lifnei se'ir, if some avod of the par you did, that was supposed to be later, you did earlier, before the se'ir, right? Ein ha'seir sh'yeroi l'kodim l'aposla. Doesn't passel it, and the avod is kosher. So now the Gemara says, which is that avod is it talking about? That if you made it out of order, it's kosher. The matonah shebifnim kamrei the seder apor ma'akev v'sasoir. Right? If you're talking about what's it called? So the Gemara says that there's no such thing. The matonah shebifnim, if you made them out of order, you did what the sa'ir dam before the par dam. It's ma'akev for sure. I akdemei l'sa'ir al bein abad mikne par lo asa klum. If you sprinkle the blood of the sa'ir lifnai v'lifnim, before you sprinkle the blood of the par, it's possible. That can't be the case where it's kosher. Ela se'ir ein ma'akev v'sapar ma'ini. What's the case, therefore, where the se'ir, if you did it before the par, is not ma'akev? Where's the case? Ezeo avodu matzino b'seir hakodemus l'shelpar b'matnos pnim. The name of Aloshim Shino Lahakdim is Shopar Lefaneha Ein Hasair Haroy Likalim Es Lapasla. Where can we say there's an avoda that the seir is supposed to come before the par, and you did the par before the seir, and it's not ma'akiv? Which case is that? What avoda of the seir is supposed to come before the par, and if you do that avoda, it's kosher, right? Behechal al paroches, right? If you're talking about the avoda of the seir, okay, that you sprinkle the blood lifnai v'lifnim before you do the par behechal, right? In other words, first you finish the all the matanos bifnim before you start doing the matanos behechal. So if you did the par first, now you do the seir, then you go outside and do again the par and the seir. So before you did the par, before you did the seir inside, you did the par outside, right? Chukaksi, that is ma'akev. The ha'afilu Rabbi Yehuda moded that dvarim anasim bifnim ksiv chukah. And here you made the par outside before you did the seir inside. The order is ma'akev because we're talking about doing the seir inside. That's ma'akev for sure. Barishina zubavodes pnim shari hitim la shalchutz mishehimu kereslah. You did an avoda outside before you did the avoda you're supposed to do inside. So the avoda inside is possible. It's out of order. Elalav. So what is there that you could be mocked in of the sa'ir, right? The par before the sa'ir, the sa'ir was supposed to be first. What is there? If it's not the dam of the sa'ir, bifnim. Elalav, the actin matnos the par bifnim, must be that you were mocked in the matonos of the par bifnim. Mikmi hagrola. The order is supposed to be first you make the hagrola, then you shech the par and bring its blood lifnai v'lifnim, and you did it out of order. You didn't make the hagrola. You shechted the par, brought the dam lifnai v'lifnim, and then you made the hagrola. So you did something of the par before the sa'ir, right? You made the dam of a par before the hagrola sa'ir. Okay. So what was out of order was the hagrola sa'ir. What's it called? Hasoir, and that's not ma'akev. The al korchach ein chamotzi avoda seir kodem matanis de par bifnim elazu. There is no other avoda of the seir before the avoda sapar bifnim except the hagrola. They don't do any other avoda with the seir before avoda's pnim of the par. Uktani lo ma'akev. It says not ma'akev. The Mishidra lo ma'akva, Hagrola lo ma'akva. And since the Seder is not ma'akev, it stands to reason that the Etzim Hagrola is not ma'akev. That's why the Seder is not ma'akev. Afilu okar lo gami, even if you didn't make the Hagrola at all. Alma ikla mandi omer, Hagrola lo ma'akva. The Kashi lo mandi omer, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda ma'akva, the Choshkin Rabbi Nechemya ha money. So according to Rabbi Yanai, this is a problem. According to that Lashon that says that everybody holds that Hagrola is ma'akev. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein Rabbi Nechemya. Right, that Lashon, so who is this Braisa? And for some reason, like we said, the Gemara did not want to set it up like Rav Shimon. And now, the beginning. Only B'dieb and we set it up like Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, no, da'aktim matnos de par al ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi. No, it's talking where you were maktim the matonos of the par on the mizbeach ha-ktoris. Right, not the Mizbeach HaOla, the Mizbeach HaKtoris, the Chirchiv, V'lokach Midam HaPar, Midam HaSa'ir. You mix the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSa'ir, and you sprinkle it on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaKtoris, the golden Mizbeach and the Hechel. That is supposed to come after you finish all the individual Domim of the Par and the Sa'ir, both inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Hechel. Then you mix them together, and you put it on the Mizbeach. You shouldn't have done that until you finished the Dam HaSa'ir on the Parochas. Then you mix the blood together and you bring from the Dam HaPar on the Mizbeah. And you did it out of order. Okay, you first mixed the Dam together and you brought it on the Mizbeah. And then you went back and brought the Dam HaSa'ir on the Parochas. That's not Ma'akev.
Why is it called the Mizbeah?
What?
Why is it called a Bersapar?
Because the mice you're doing the avoda with both things. So part of it's a par. It's not a new thing. But you're doing the avoda at the same time for the par and the sa'ir. But this avoda sapar should have come after the finishing the avoda sa'ir. V'noy de besidro ma'akra hagvola. And then the Gemara says, okay, it either goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, that Dvarim Shebachutz are not Ma'akiv, or it goes according to what's it called, Rabbi Shimon, who says Hagrol is not Ma'akiv. We do have a Tana who says Hagrol is not Ma'akiv, Rabbi Shimon. Vinoy de Besidra lo Ma'akiv, or it's calling great Rabbi Yehuda, who says that what's it called, that Enochinami, the Seder is not Ma'akiv, but Hagrol is Yah Ma'akiv. Hagrola de Holler Rabbi Yehuda lo ksiva chukah dvorim hanasim b'chutz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be ma'akev if it's all done b'chutz, because nothing's ma'akev b'chutz. Hagrola mia ki oker le legramrei ma'akva. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, like we said before, hagrola is ma'akev, not because it's an avoda, but because she no lavakos of ma'akev, because the Torah said it twice. So it's ma'akev not because of chukah, because chukah only goes on the things done b'fni, lifnai v'lifni, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it's ma'akev because of a separate reason, because she no lavakasa, right? The Tani Bakra Kedamorin, because the Torah said it twice.